Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Nora Jane Struthers has made a pretty big splash with her latest album. Champion earned a glowing review from rock critic Ken Tucker on Fresh Air recently, and the record got its streaming debut through the NPR website.
It is the follow-up to her 2015 album Wake with her band, The Party Line. And if that album shared her feelings about a blossoming relationship, the new one continues the journey, featuring some very personal and very tuneful songs square in the realm of Americana. Struthers and her bandmates joined us in the studio recently to chat and share some songs, including this one called Each Season.
Winter's warm and summer's snow, wrapped up in this lover's glow. Time is still, I pass right through. Each season just comes down here.
Each Season, Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line, right?
That's right.
Recorded in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thanks so much. What an amazing song.
Thanks. I wrote it with Joe here playing the banjo, singing with me.
And you all are really singing about each other.
We are. We're married.
Cat's out of the bag.
But the imagery in that song is just really, really evocative. And I wonder, when you're singing it, do you have the same image in your mind as the rest of us do as we hear it?
I do. Do you, Joe?
I think so.
Are you, like, thinking about the images that we're singing about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking about walls and the idea that you can look at light on walls and tell what the season is just by looking at it.
Totally. That's what I'm thinking about. And it's a funny thing when you realize that that's the truth. You know, like winter just has this very specific sort of filter on it. And then one day you wake up and it's like warm. The light is different. And you're like, oh, I forgot about this.
But I'm wondering, because you are a band and you are on tour, whether maybe the seasons don't exactly apply to you like they do to the rest of us. You know, you might be in St. Louis one day and it's one way, and then you're in Milwaukee and another day and it feels a different way, and then you go on to Minneapolis and it's another way.
Yeah. You know, I had never quite thought about that, but I think that's incredibly valid.
There is an image of you, Nora, on the cover of this album holding a clump of dirt with a plant emerging from it. And I was looking at it and wondering, how do you see the natural world informing the music that's on this album?
Oh, I mean, so much of this record is sort of about, you know, I'm 33 years old. I'm married to this wonderful man. And I've been watching all my sort of my high school, my childhood friends grow up and have their very first kids. Most of my friends have their first kid or are pregnant with their first kid. And, you know, starting a family and is something that I, you know, really want to do. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, I'm trying to keep an open mind here. For me, that's going to require a lot of science. I have a medical condition. So the record is about seeing my friends and their sort of path to motherhood and through motherhood, and seeing how there are challenges along the way for every single person. And they just sort of present at different times, and wanting to support them through that. That's just, you know, that's one of the major themes. But I think, you know, it's also just about family and you know, the family that we make. And, you know, there's a song on the record called Band Family, and that's sort of a different take on the whole thing.
I will say I've had a chance to stream the album, but it was not until you got here that I could see a physical copy of it. And I was kind of perusing the liner notes as you were playing. And in the liner notes, there's this really touching dedication to the members of your band.
You know, Mitch, I'm not even sure if they've read it yet. Josh, have you read it yet? Give me a Josh has read it. Drew, have you read it? Drew read it. Joe, have you read it? My husband has not read it. Brian? Brian's going to go with an I don't remember, which is secretly a no. So half of the band read the incredibly touching dedication that I wrote to them.
Not everyone does that. You know, I mean, not everyone writes something like that.
It's the truth. I mean, it's the truth. You know, I think, I don't know, just getting to spend time with such quality human beings and feel like we've gotten to watch each other grow musically and as people, and sort of support each other in our moments of crisis, which we all have at different times. That's the beauty of the whole thing.
Well, I think there's this image that a lot of us have of being in a band and the life on the road. You're not you know, exactly the glamour of it, but this notion of what it's like to be out there, the long van rides and playing for a different audience every night. But, you know, what you seem to have done in this short period is kind of portray a really nuanced portrayal of what it's really like to be in a band.
Actually, it's just all glamour, Mitch. I don't know. It's all glamour.
All right. So before we go any further, why don't we hear another song?
All right. I think we'll do the title track for you. This is called Champion.
There's a light on in your hallway, kettle screaming on the stove. Dogs barking at the back door. Bathroom tiles black with mold. Baby's only sleeping, and you're dreaming you're 16. Back when life was books and horses, daddy's fiddle on TV. Thank you.
That was Champion, Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
So let me quote from that song, "Heavy hopes are hard to shoulder." What are you getting at there?
Oh, man. I think to really distill it, believing in yourself or in your own abilities or in your dream is really tough. And that can take a lot of different forms. But I think we all need people to sort of prop us up and help us keep going when we feel like maybe we should stop.
And this is not just the short run here. This is, will you prop me up when I need propping up many years from now?
Totally. Will you? Will you, Mitch?
Sure, I will do what I can.
Okay.
Here from Milwaukee.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
You were talking about the challenges you've had starting a family. Was it hard to decide to write about this and make it part of the album?
No, it wasn't. As an artist, you know, I mean, I think what artists are supposed to do is, you know, present their most authentic selves. And there was really no way for me to, like, do that without acknowledging that this was something that I was, you know, going through and working through and struggling with. And so, you know, the songs just, you know, sort of wrote, I mean, I wrote them, but they kind of, it wasn't really optional, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I mean, and I could have said, okay, well, I wrote all these songs, but let's not make a record out of those. But that felt false. And although I didn't like really clue the whole band in on what a lot of the songs were about until after we made the record. You guys remember that? Oh, yeah. We were like at a Denny's or something.
Where all good revelations come out.
Yeah. And then I think the real question was like, okay, so I made this record. I don't need to talk about what the record's about. That was sort of it was never like a question of will I write these songs or will I put these songs on a record. Those were not questions. The question was, okay, I've made this record. Am I going to really talk about what it's really about? Or am I going to just be like, it's about dreams and stuff. And I decided that there was no way for me to honestly talk about the record without, you know, bringing that into it. So
the same way when you were writing a love song, you are either wittingly or unwittingly writing it on behalf of your listeners. Do you feel like in this case you might be writing to some degree on behalf of other people who are going through the same kind of stuff?
I didn't when I was writing, but I mean, I certainly hope that that is what happens. I think that's what, you know, we all want is for people to be able to look at our art and see their own lives in it and draw strength from it or, you know, understanding or something, draw something useful from it. I mean, that's the point.
The last time we talked, it was like 2 years ago after your previous album came out. You know, aside from the life circumstances that we've been talking about, how do you think the last 2 years have shaped both this album and yourselves as the musicians who produced it?
Well, if anybody else wants to talk to that, you know, feel free. I'll say I think, you know, as a band, just getting to play a bunch of music together is what making this record was the most fun I've ever had making a record. And that was purely because we had so much chemistry. We've been playing together for 3.5 years as this 5-piece unit. And some of us have been playing together longer than that. And, you know, there's a point at which you don't have to talk about stuff and beautiful things just happen. And that's what time has given us, I think.
Well, I think you have made beautiful stuff happen in this studio, and for that, I am grateful. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us, Mitch. It's a real pleasure to be here.
And what are you going to play us out with?
Well, we're going to close with the last song on our new record, Champion. It is called Wonderful Home.
If I were born into this world again, babe in mother's arms, I would count myself.
Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line, recorded recently in the Lake Effect Performance Studio ahead of a show at Shank Hall. Their new album is called Champion, and you can find a link to more about it from WUWM.com. Our in-studio performance was engineered by Jason Reedy.
I would be so blessed if I could fly and rest in West. West Virginia's Tiger Valley.